In this day of tweets and texts and likes on Facebook, it may seem like a throwback to pick up a pen and write a letter. But today happens to be National Letter Writing Day. Seattle author and rabbi Elena Zaman urges all of us to sit down and write letters to our loved ones. She's written a new book called The Forever Letter, Writing What We Believe for Those We Love. Zaman says she was inspired by an ancient Jewish tradition of writing what's called an ethical will. In an ethical will, a parent would write to his or her children to explain what it means to live a meaningful Jewish life. Zaman says when she was a teenager, her father wrote an ethical will to her and her siblings. It was compiled in a book from his synagogue, and he told her to guess which one he had written. She told 88.5's Ashley Gross that she quickly narrowed it down to a few.
He said, "It's this one." And I went back into the den to read this letter, and I just cried and cried. It was like maybe 8 paragraphs. And this letter was so, it was the heart of my father. I felt like he was able to really be who he was, express himself, and even state what he wasn't pleased with about himself. So this meant a lot to me. And it meant a lot to me in part because he was the rabbi of a very large congregation and everybody loved him and he could do no wrong. And so it was this realization that he saw himself as human. And that letter has meant so much to me. I have read it over the years. I keep it when I feel like I need to hear his voice. We're on opposite ends of the country. I pull it out. So I come back to that letter often.
Can you describe what a forever letter is?
So the concept of a forever letter was a concept that I created. It's based on this tradition of the ethical will, but it's something different. It's not about commandedness. It's about uplifting. And you write with a sense, I mean, the sense of this is like there's an urgency because, you know, what do we most want to say to the people we love about them, about us, about our relationship? What is the most want to say? And why don't we say it?
I love this idea. And earlier this year, I wrote a letter to my dad for his birthday and just put in it, you know, how much I admire the work that he's done and how grateful I am to the example that he's set for me and my sisters. And he called and he was just, you know, bubbling over. He was just so grateful. But I have to say, like, it is really hard to put that into words. So what kind of words of encouragement do you give to people to get over writer's block? This is a pretty daunting idea.
I guess the guidance is set time aside, you know, really set at 5 hours, 3-4 hours that you know is your time. Make a cup of tea or, you know, get yourself all cozy and just, you know, begin to say, what is it that I most want to share with this person about our relationship. I just actually started writing another letter to my parents for National Letter Writing Day. And I'm writing them a letter now, you know, thanking them for being my parents and for all they've given. And also for telling them how hard it is to watch them age and to see them less vital, you know, than they used to be. And there'll be changes, and I know that I'll be visiting more and all of that. I want to be as supportive as I can. And here I am living on the opposite end of the country. I wish I were closer now to be there for them, just to be in their presence and to give them love and to feel their love.
Have you ever written them a forever letter before?
I've written them several different letters over time, but until I coined the term forever letter, I know I've written them some letters that they have, you know, really held on to. But now that I've coined it, I feel like there's a special deeper urgency to it and deeper meaning to it.
Do you have thoughts about how holiday cards have evolved?
The card industry is really about sentiments that are planted on cards. And sometimes what we do is we send those cards so that we don't have to write something inside. But, you know, now it's National Letter Writing Day, right? This is amazing. It's like right before the holidays. And what better opportunity do we have? You know, that's the biggest gift that we can give someone. I'll just share one story. There was in one of the workshops, someone said to me that they had the tradition in their family of writing birthday letters to everyone in the family every year. And she said, our parents started this custom, and they wrote us really deep letters. And then we were expected to follow suit. And we were all different ages. So if we were too young, you know, we would draw a picture for the person. But as time went on, and this, everyone had to spend time on this letter. And she goes, and I have a collection of these letters from all those years, and we still do it. what a box of memories, and because it's the relationship that you have with that person at that point in time. So as we're approaching the holidays, what better gift can we give than really sharing our authentic selves with the people we love?
Ilana Zaman is author of The Forever Letter, Writing What We Believe for Those We Love. She's a rabbi and a chaplain at the Summit at First Hill, a retirement community in Seattle. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks so much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.